With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Chinese Season 1, Episode 34. Coffee Break Chinese.
大家好，我是Crystal.
Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. In this season, we are following my progress as I visit China. And this is my first trip to China. Mm-hmm. And I am really enjoying discovering the country. I've been in Beijing and also in Shanghai. And so I've got a little flavor of what China involves. In this episode, I'm at breakfast, so you can join me at breakfast as I have a conversation. Hong Yu has joined me in the hotel for breakfast, and we actually get talking to someone sitting at the next table. Crystal, 你好吗?
我很好,你呢?
我也很好. 今天我不累。累? I couldn't remember my tone there. 累。累。 Late, so fourth tone, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not tired today, for once. Okay, I think it's time to get on with the lesson. 准备好了吗?
准备好了,开始吧.
As usual, we'll begin by listening to the entire conversation, and then we'll split it up and go through everything in detail so that you've understood all the vocabulary and all the structures. And if there's anything interesting in particular, then we'll spend a little more time on that, giving you some further examples. As I said, this is a conversation which happened in the restaurant, in the hotel, at breakfast. So let's have a listen.
听听吧.
早上好.
早上好.
请问几个人?
两个人。
这边请，我们有自助餐，有包子、饺子、炒饭、面条，我们也有面包、芝士、水果。太好了！你们想喝些什么？请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。你呢，红油？我想要一杯柠檬茶。好的，您用刀叉吗？筷子可以。你们好，你的中文很好。哪里哪里。
这儿的包子很好吃，你们可以尝尝。谢谢，您从哪儿来？
我从加拿大来，我是加拿大人， 但是我先生是西安人， 我们来北京旅游。妈妈给你面条。 这是我的儿子，他叫史尚。叔叔你好，很高兴认识你。我也是。
你多大了?
我四岁了。你的中文很好。他爸爸跟他说中文。你在哪儿上学?
我在温哥华上学。九点半了，爸爸在等我们。再见，很高兴认识你们。这是你的咖啡。谢谢。这是你的柠檬茶。谢谢。
很好喝。Okay,
so an interesting conversation to be had at the breakfast table, where not only are we hearing a younger speaker of Chinese, mm-hmm. we're hearing a non-native Chinese speaker, someone like myself, a Canadian lady that we got talking to at breakfast. Let's listen to the beginning of the conversation where the waitress in the restaurant invites us in.
早上好。请问几个人?
两个人。
这边请，我们有自助餐，有包子、饺子、炒饭、面条，我们也有面包、芝士、水果。太好了。
Now, Crystal, there's a lot of vocabulary in there. I recognize a couple of things, but some new things for me, definitely. So first of all, the lady asked how many people, she said.
几个人?
So something we've heard many times before when we were talking about restaurants and so on. So 几个人, how many people? And I asked, I answered 两个人, two people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she invited us to follow her.
Yeah.
这边请.
This way, please.
This way, please.
Yeah.
And then she explained what was on offer in the buffet.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Let's hear, if can you explain what the different things are?
So she said, 我们 we, you have 自助餐. English is buffet, but 自 means self, 助 is help, like 帮助. 我可以帮助你吗? 餐 is meal, self-helping meal.
Right. So let's just go through this again. The word in complete is 自助餐. And that means a buffet, a self-service area where you can choose the kind of food that you want.
Uh-huh.
But you said that 自 is
自己, self.
Self. Mm-hmm. And then 助,
帮助, help.
Is help. Mm-hmm. And then 餐 is the meal part. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So a help yourself meal, a buffet. And then she rhymed some of the things, rhymed off some of the things that we had.
She said, 有, have, 包子.
They are dumplings.
No, 饺子 is dumplings.
Oh, so what are 包子?
包子 is almost like a steamed bun with some stuff inside.
Of course it is, yeah. Do we have a name for them in English?
We don't have that in English equivalent, no.
So just a steamed bun stuffed with something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's just call them 包子.
Yeah, it could be meat, could be veggie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then she also mentioned 饺子, which are the dumplings,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She also mentioned about 炒饭.
So that is fried rice.
Yes, okay. 对, 对. We learned 鸡肉炒饭.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It seems a little bit strange at a breakfast.
Ah, that's a Chinese breakfast.
Chinese breakfast, yeah. Uh-huh.
And 面条.
Now they are noodles.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also said, we also have some other things.
Yeah.
So
我们也有. So 也 is the also part.
Mm-hmm.
面包, you know 面包.
Mm, 面包. 是什么意思?
Right, okay. You just learned 包子. So it's the same 包. It's
okay, a bun.
And then 面条. 条 is a string made of wheat.
So a wheat bun.
Yes.
Is that like a bread roll?
A bread. Or bread roll, okay. yes.
Okay, so 面包, bread.
Mm-hmm. And she said you have 芝士.
I have no idea what
that is. It's translation from cheese.
Cheese, mm-hmm. Okay. So cheese. 芝士. Mm-hmm. Okay, cheese. And then the last one?
You have 水果.
So 水, is that water?
Water, yeah. 果 is fruits.
Okay.
So juicy fruits. Juicy. Basically just fruits.
Okay, so they offer a Chinese breakfast with steamed buns, dumplings, noodles and fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
But also a Western breakfast, if you like, with bread and cheese and fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to this section again, and then we'll move on to the next part where the lady asks us another question.
Mm-hmm. 这边请我们有自助餐，有包子、饺子、炒饭、面条，我们也有面包、芝士、水果。太好了！你们想喝些什么？请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。你呢，红油？我想要一杯柠檬茶。好的，您用刀叉吗？筷子可以。
Okay, so what was the question that the waitress asked us? So you want drink the 些什么?
些是什么意思? 些 means some.
Some, okay, so you want something to drink. Okay, so let's hear the question again.
你们想喝些什么?
Could she have said 你们想喝什么?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that works too.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I asked for 一杯咖啡, a coffee, and then I asked Hong Yu what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Hong Yu ask for?
他要一杯柠檬茶.
So that's some kind of 茶, and we need to remember what 柠檬, and I think that is lemon tea.
Right.
Okay, so he asked for his lemon tea, I was having my coffee, and then the waitress asked something else.
您用刀叉吗?
Right, so 刀叉 is a knife and fork.
对.
So she was asking me, do you want a knife and fork?
Do you use knife and fork?
So 用 is use.
Mm-hmm.
What else could she have asked me?
She could ask, 您要刀叉吗? Do you need knife and fork?
Okay, so either way, she's asking me if I want a knife and fork, but I answer very confidently, 筷子可以.
Mm-hmm.
So I can use chopsticks, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. I may live to regret that when my food comes, but for the moment I'll stick with the kwaitze, the chopsticks. Okay, in the next section we get talking to a lady sitting at the next table and her son, but we're going to listen to that after our break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so you are joining us as we're having breakfast in the hotel. And as I explained just before the break, we're going to be talking to the lady sitting next to us and her son. And this is giving you a chance to listen to a different accent and also a different age of speaker. So let's have a listen to the first part of this section.
你们好,你的中文很好。哪里哪里?这儿的包子很好吃,你们可以尝尝。谢谢,您从哪儿来?
我从加拿大来,我是加拿大人,但是我先生是西安人,我们来北京旅游。Okay,
there's already quite a lot in there. First of all, the lady started by complimenting me on my Chinese. Perhaps she didn't realize that I didn't understand much of what the lady was saying with all that vocabulary. Crystal, can you give us once more what the lady said?
Yeah. 你们好。 你的中文很好.
So your Chinese is very good. And I said my usual, 哪里哪里, don't flatter me or whatever. And then she mentioned something about the 包子.
Uh-huh. 炸的包子很好吃.
So 炸的包子, is that like saying here or the 包子 of here are very delicious. So the 包子 here are lovely. And then what
she suggested. 你们可以尝尝.
So what's 尝尝?
尝 is taste.
So you double the taste.
Have a taste.
Right. So is this kind of like what you say when we're going to listen to something?
Yes.
So you say, 我们听听吧.
Yes. When you use the verb twice, which is used to describe an action quite brief, you know, a short action. And it also hints some suggestion.
Okay,
because she thought the baozi in the restaurant is very nice, so she suggests you to have a taste.
Right. So can you give us some other examples using this format, this sort of this construction?
Definitely. For example, 看 is to see, 看看, to have a look.
Right. So rather than to see something, just to have a quick look at something, 看看.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can see 问问 is to ask. Yeah.
Right.
问问. Quickly ask something. For example, ask for direction.
Okay. Yeah?
For example, 想想. Let me have a wee think. Let me have a think.
So how would you actually say that? Let me have a think. Can you just say 想想?
我想想.
All right. 我想想.
Yeah. Instead of 我想.
Right. So 我想, I'm thinking. But 我想想, I'm having a wee think.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this wee think. This is a Scottishism there.
Very much.
I'll just have a wee think about that now. Okay, so what else might you do?
You could add a e, number one, between the two verbs.
Okay.
For example, 尝一尝, instead of 尝尝.
So this is the tasting, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Have a taste, basically. Taste a taste.
Yeah, 尝一尝.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying have a wee think, have a little think about this.
想一想.
Mm-hmm. And there, can I just double check that your tones, because you had previously said 想想, mm-hmm. that's a third tone and a third tone, but the first third tone becomes the second tone. But if you put in the yi,
then you keep the third
tone. You keep the tone. So 想一想.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Oh, I'm getting this. I'm getting
well
it.
Well done.
So coming back to the ting ting, you say ting ting ba.
Mm-hmm.
And the ba is the let's do this.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes. So it's like
I'm
double
having,
suggestion.
Yeah.
If you just say ting ting, it's a suggestion,
mm-hmm.
hint of suggestion. Ting ting ba. Ba is also a suggestion. It's like, I really want you to have a listen to
yeah.
this. Yeah.
Okay. And if I just wanted to say, I'll have a listen, I mm-hmm. could say, wa ting ting.
Yeah.
Or wa tingy ting.
对对对.
Good. Okay. So the lady at the next table said to us, 你们可以尝尝. So you can have a little taste of the buns.
Yeah.
She's not talking about hers.
No.
She's talking about the ones that are over on the buffet. Yeah. You must try these. Okay. I ask her a question. I say, where are you from? 您从哪儿来?
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say,
我从加拿大来。我是加拿大人。但是我先生是西安人。
Okay, so I am from Canada. I'm Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband is from Xi'an. And then she says something else.
我们来北京旅游.
So that's not something I know. So what's this?
旅游? 旅游 is travel.
Travel. So we are traveling to Beijing.
Mm-hmm. Like we're visiting Beijing.
We're visiting Beijing.
Yeah, like
okay, because they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting at the breakfast table. Okay, let's listen again to that small section where she talks about where she's from, and then we'll continue on listening because then she introduces her son.
您从哪儿来?
我从加拿大来，我是加拿大人，但是我先生是西安人。我们来北京旅游。妈妈给你面条。这是我的儿子，他叫时尚。叔叔，你好，很高兴认识你。
我也是。你多大了？我四岁了。你的中文很好。他爸爸跟他说中文。Okay,
now Crystal, I have to tell you that when this little boy addressed me as 叔叔, my heart melted. I thought it was lovely. You had told me that this might happen and that for example, if I was speaking to your father, I should call him 叔叔.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect it to happen to me. Anyway, he is introduced after he interrupts his mum to mm-hmm. give her the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
妈妈给你面条.
So literally give you noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady introduces her son, who is called 时尚. She says,
这是我的儿子,他叫时尚.
So this is my son. He's called 时尚.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the little boy says, nice to meet you, uncle.
Uh-huh.
He says,
叔叔你好,很高兴认识你.
Okay, and then I ask him a question that we've dealt with quite recently in our episodes.
Mm.
I say, what age are you?
你多大了?
And the little boy answers,
我四岁了.
So he's just 4 years old. And I should explain that previously I had heard him speaking to his mum in English.
Mm.
So my next sentence makes a little more sense now. I say that your Chinese is very good.
Mm-hmm. 你的中文很好.
Talking to the little boy, of course. And the mum explains why, what the reason is that his Chinese is so good.
他爸爸跟他说中文.
Right, so I understand 他爸爸,
mm-hmm.
your father, or sorry, his father,
mm-hmm.
跟他说中文, is that speaks Chinese to him or with him?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So 跟 is with.
With,
mm-hmm.
right, okay. So the little boy's dad speaks Chinese to him and the mum normally speaks in English. But of course,
mm-hmm.
since we were all speaking Chinese, that's why she spoke in Chinese to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hongyu has a question for the little boy. Let's listen.
你在哪儿上学?
我在温哥华上学。
Okay, so Hong Yu asks here,
你在哪儿上学?
So you at where school?So where do you go to school?、
Mm-hmm.
And、it's quite tricky to pick up if you don't know this particular town.、Mm-hmm. But let's have a listen to what the little boy says.
你在哪儿上学?
我在温哥华上学。
So Crystal, where does he go to school?
Vancouver.
Vancouver in Canada.、
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we know that they're Canadian and he goes to school in Vancouver. And how do you say that in Chinese?
温哥华。
Now, to me, it sounded like he said 温哥华。
Yeah, that's the accent of Northern Chinese.
Okay, so the W sound becomes more like a V sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Northern Chinese accent comes in there. For example, when they say 喂,
when you're answering the phone.
Yeah, we say 喂, 你好. They would say 喂, 你好.
Oh, right. Something new. Okay. So this little boy goes to school in 温哥华, or 温哥华, depending on how he wants to say it. And then the mother says something else. Let's have a listen.
九点半了, 爸爸在等我们.
Okay, Crystal, is she talking about the time here?
Mm.
It's 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Remember she said...九点半了。
What's the significance of the le?
Yeah, we've learned la in the past. It's about an action has completed.
Yep.
But in this case, the la is put in the end of a sentence. Basically, it's to indicate a change of situation or the time has already passed. Or this is the time already. There's a hint we should get going.
Right, okay. Yeah. So it's gone 9:30.
Yep.
And she says...Baba zai deng woman.
Baba is daddy.
Yeah.
Zai is doing something, is waiting for us. Deng is wait.
Right. So daddy's waiting for us. We need to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I say goodbye and it was nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And we finish off the conversation with the waitress bringing us our drinks.
九点半了, Baba zai deng woman.
再见, 很高兴认识你们。
这是你的咖啡，
谢谢。
这是你的柠檬茶，
谢谢。嗯，很好喝。
Okay, so Hong Yu is enjoying his lemon tea. Let's have a listen to the whole conversation one more time, and hopefully this time you'll understand everything now that we've gone through the language in more detail.
好，听听吧。
早上好。
早上好，
请问几个人？
两个人。
这边请，我们有自助餐，有包子、饺子、炒饭、面条，我们也有面包、芝士、水果。
太好了。
你们想喝些什么？
请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。你呢，红油？
我想要一杯柠檬茶。
好的，您用刀叉吗？
筷子可以。
你们好，你的中文很好。
哪里哪里。
这儿的包子很好吃，你们可以尝尝。
谢谢。您从哪儿来？
我从加拿大来，我是加拿大人，但是我先生是西安人。我们来北京旅游。
妈妈给你面条。
这是我的儿子，他叫时尚。
叔叔你好，很高兴认识你。
我也是。你多大了？
我四岁了。
你的中文很好。
他爸爸跟他说中文。
你在哪儿上学？
我在温哥华上学。
九点半了，爸爸在等我们。
再见，很高兴认识你们。
这是你的咖啡。
谢谢。
这是你的柠檬茶。
谢谢。嗯，很好喝。
That's it for another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. We hope that you're enjoying listening to these conversations we recorded in China. Now, don't also forget that you should check out our YouTube channel, and that is at youtube.com/coffeebreaklanguages. And there you'll be able to find some of the videos that we shot while we were in China. Of course, there's also the bonus version of this lesson, which includes the transcript, the lesson notes, the video version, and the bonus audio materials, which we're just about to record now. You can find that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Remember, you can access our Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese, where we will help you practice your Chinese every week. 你们可以练习中文。Why not tell us if you have had any experiences having breakfast in China?
And we would really appreciate it if you were able to give us a review on whichever podcast app or system you listen on, be that iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, or wherever. Leave us a review and let us know what you think of Coffee Break Chinese. Thank you once again for tuning in. We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson. Next time, we're going to be finding out about some tourist information. But for now, 谢谢。再见。
谢谢，再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.